Welcome to Breakthrough Business Strategies Radio, and happy Monday to each and every one of you. I'm your host, Michelle Price, and on Twitter, at Prosperity Gal, and I am coming to you from the third coast of Houston, Texas today, where it is sunny, cool, and I'm a happy camper. Now, today's Breakthrough Savvy Tip, since we're discussing sales on the first Monday of every month, because what a great way to start your month, right? Making some really great sales. And today, we're going to learn about solving your sales shortcomings. So you guys, please put your hands together as I bring on Don Cooper, the sales heretic. How are you doing today, Don?
Doing terrific, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. You know me. I love it when the weather's cool here.
I hear you.
So when you were thinking about what we needed to know to start our year off really powerfully and in an impactful way with our sales, what made you think of shortcomings?
Well, that's the kind of year we look at the things that aren't quite right in our life, and we make resolutions to try to be better. And that can apply to sales as well. Although, rather than just make a resolution to do something better, I want to give everybody a three-step process for overcoming their sales shortcomings. And before we even do that, it's important to realize that a shortcoming is normal. We all have them, everybody. No matter how good somebody is, they still have shortcomings. And that's part of the beauty. A shortcoming means you have an opportunity. Whatever your sales were last year, you have an opportunity to get even better. So whether you're brand new at sales, you're trying to figure out how to do this stuff, or you've been working and selling for decades, you can always get better. And the three steps to do that are to first determine exactly what your shortcomings are. What are the things you're not good at when it comes to sales? Now, this requires being honest with yourself, looking at your sales and seeing where your weak spots are. Maybe it's closing. Maybe it's prospecting. Maybe it's price negotiations. Maybe it's administrative tasks that go along with selling. Maybe it's follow-up. It could be one or more of these things. It could be something else entirely. What are the things that you're just not good at? So sit down with a pad of paper or your computer or your tablet, whatever, and make a list of the things that you just aren't really that good at when it comes to sales. And like I said, be honest with yourself, because there's no point in lying to yourself about what you're good at and what you're not. If it helps, you can also make a list of things you're really good at, because it can get a little depressing if we start making a list of all of our faults. So you might also make a list of what you're good at as well. And to help, you might ask somebody who also knows. You might ask your spouse or a friend or a coworker what you're good at and what they think you're not good at. You might ask clients. You might ask your clients, you know, I'm trying to get better as a salesperson. When we interacted, what were the things that impressed you most, and what were the areas you thought I could get better at? Even better, albeit scarier, is to ask your past prospects who didn't buy from you. Ask them to rate you and grade you as a salesperson. Ask them what they thought your strengths and weaknesses were as a salesperson. Now, that can be scary, but man, you will get some seriously honest feedback from someone like that, since they have absolutely nothing to gain, nothing to lose by telling you the absolute truth. So once you've put together your list of the things that you're not good at, the next step is to analyze and figure out the reasons you're not good at those things. And again, this requires some serious honesty, because it's really easy to lie to ourselves in order to avoid the core issues. So look at the reasons that you're not good and determine, okay, am I afraid of this? Do I not close because I'm afraid of being rejected? Or do I not prospect because I'm afraid that I'm going to be bothering people? I don't want to be perceived that way. Or is it a matter of time? Do you just not have enough time? Are you too busy because you are the business owner and trying to do everything all together? or because your boss has so many things on your plate, you can't do everything well, do you need more time? Do you just not have enough time to get everything done? Do you dislike something? Is some task particularly bothersome to you? In my case, I hate doing administrative tasks. They bore me. I just don't like doing them. So things like bookkeeping and file keeping, those types of things I hate doing, and I don't do them because I just dislike them. Is it because you don't know how to do something? Have you never been taught how? Are you in a job in which your employer said, okay, here's the phone, here's your list of people to call them? Or are you an entrepreneur? Are you a business owner and you've learned about your business, but you were never really taught how to sell? And so the whole time you've been in business, you've just been kind of learning on the fly. Or is it a question of self-value? A big challenge a lot of people have, both professional salespeople and professionals, business owners, is they often undervalue themselves. Whatever they do comes so easily to them, they don't see it as valuable. Or they don't necessarily see their product as valuable because maybe what they sell is something that they wouldn't really use. So they have a hard time appreciating how valuable it is for somebody else. Or it could be some self-worth issues. A lot of us struggle with that. Lord knows I have struggled with self-worth issues over the course of my life and career. So sit down and spend some time thinking about what are the reasons behind the things you don't do well. What causes you not to do them well? Because you've got to figure out the reasons before you can implement the third step, which is to find solutions. Because applying the right solution to the wrong problem will not give you the result you need. So you need to know what the reason is so you can figure out what the right solution is. If the issue is fear, for example, then reading books on sales isn't going to help you a whole lot. Going to sales training won't help because your fear issues are still going to be there. Same with self-worth issues. In those cases, you're much better off going to a coach or even a therapist because you need to work through the psychological issues before you can deal with the actual skill issues. And I see this all the time with both salespeople and entrepreneurs. Their issue isn't skills. They know how to do what they need to do, but they don't do it because of some deep-seated psychological issue, something that they're afraid of, something that they don't believe in. Our beliefs, our expectations, our fears create our outcomes. And if we're too afraid of something to do it, we won't do it. If we expect a negative outcome, if we have a negative belief, then we're going to manifest that belief in our outcomes. And science has proven this again and again and again. So if your core issues are issues of belief, if they're issues of fear, issues of self-worth, find a coach or find a therapist who can help you work through those issues. If you're past those, and you really need skills, well, then it's time to get books. It's time to look at sales training seminars. Although, again, a coach, a business coach or a sales coach can be very, very helpful. And if your issue is time, and it's not an uncommon problem, if your issue is time, then your best bet may be to hire somebody or delegate what you have to somebody else. So what are the things you can farm out to somebody else, either by delegation or by outsourcing, contracting, so that you can focus on the things you do best? Just because you have a shortcoming doesn't mean you have to get better at that issue. It might mean you ignore it and have somebody else take care of it for you. That's a perfectly acceptable solution because the reality is you can't be good at everything and you don't have time for everything. So if you've got more on your plate than you can deal with, it may make more sense to simply get somebody else to do some of that for you. But again, if your issue is belief or fear, having somebody else try to tackle those tasks for you is not going to give you long-term success. So you've got to match the solution to the reason. So you need to understand the reason for the problem. So take those three steps. Determine what your shortcomings are, figure out the reasons for the shortcomings, and then apply the appropriate solutions. And you will be able to dramatically boost your sales this year.
You know, one of the things I found myself, of course, I'm always hearing tweets every time you give these really great tips. So it's kind of cool having two computers because I can type it on the other one and not make so much noise. I I wanted to bring something up, though, because I think you are so on point in this, and I think too many times people will disregard it, push it away, go into denial. And so I'm going to use myself as an example, like I always have done these 5 years, so people can get it because they've watched and listened to me for so long. Isn't it true, Don? Even I have had to get over limiting self-beliefs around the sales process, even though I've been a successful business owner in multiple industries.
That is absolutely true, Michelle. And it's not just you. I have been the same way. I have had psychological issues I've had to get over because I was raised with all these limiting beliefs. In fact, so many people have been raised with limiting beliefs. They come at us all day, every day, and so it really takes serious work to overcome them. Many times we're not even aware of the beliefs that we have, and those beliefs hold us back from being better at sales.
And what I've noticed is I was able to gain clarity and identify what they were by going through coaching sessions with you, because you're always too close to your own stuff, people. We really...
Absolutely.
I'm great at hearing it in Andrea and Don, and I can point it out and go, here's what you need to do, boom, they go do it, bam. But I can't point it out for myself.
I'm exactly the same way. I can do it with other people. When I work with coaching clients, I can see it immediately and show them. And yet I have worked with coaches myself many times because I need somebody else to look at me that way.
Yes, that's what I was wanting to say. If you're trying to do it for yourself, stop it. It is a waste of time. I would much rather see you have a really great coaching session, uncover things, gain clarity, put together an action plan, go out there and kick that in the butt. That's a much better use of your time.
I agree.
Oh, Don, as usual, you have done such a great job of not just bringing about a level of awareness so people start recognizing where some of their challenges are, but also what can they do? What kind of actions can they take so that they can start getting better results? And that's what we're about here on Breakthrough Business Strategies Radio.
You're very welcome, Michelle. It's my pleasure.